Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
This is the Sunday Science Supplement for October 3rd. I'm Dr. Nikki Eckermans, and today we're going to break down one of the science headlines of the week. On Tuesday, we talked about Facebook funding the world's longest undersea cables, which already planned to link Europe and Africa, and now has expanded to include the Middle East and India when it goes live in 2023. It's called To Africa and would be 45,000 kilometers long and serve up to 3 billion people. Let's get wired into the science of undersea internet cables. 99% of data traffic crossing the oceans is carried by undersea cables. These cables are actually physically laid onto the seabed or in open water across enormous stretches of ocean to carry telecommunication signals. Specialized ships plow a trench into the sea floor to bury the cable and keep it stable and protected. And they can sink cables as far as 8,000 meters deep, which is about the height of Mount Everest. Modern cables are about 1 inch thick, although cables used for deep sea sections can go up to 3 inches in diameter. Shallower cables need stronger armor to protect it from temperature changes, high pressure, fishing boats, anchoring, abrasion, and erosion related to natural disasters, most often earthquakes. Generally, an undersea cable is made up of a number of fiber optic cables, one for each direction, which are covered by petroleum jelly to keep the water out, followed by a copper sheath and then multiple layers of high tensile strength galvanized steel wires and polyurethane insulation. The reason that undersea cables are favored over satellite communication is their high reliability, because multiple paths are available in case of a cable break. Additionally, the total carrying capacity of submarine cables is in the terabits per second, as opposed to about 1,000 megabits per second offered by satellites. Undersea cables have minimal impact on marine life, although the opposite may not be as true. According to the International Cable Protection Committee, cable bites by sharks and other fish remain a surprisingly persistent problem. The committee thinks that the electromagnetic fields created by suspended cable may confuse sharks, who can detect these types of signals, which they usually use to hunt fish. But sharks are also simply just naturally curious, like toddlers, and they discover things by putting them in their mouths, according to Dr. Lowe of California State University. But if the sharks stay away, Facebook predicts its To Africa system will provide 3 times the current network capacity that previous subsea cables provide to this date. Building the world's longest cable is part of Facebook's goal to bring more people online, connecting 33 countries, which currently represents 36% of the world's population. As of today, there are around 380 undersea cables, and that number is climbing. Maybe one day there will be 20,000 cables beneath the sea. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. You can suggest which science headline you want me to cover next week by tweeting at DailyTechNewsSH. And you can find me at Ackermans Nicole on Twitter. And I also host a non-science podcast called Stories Your Granny Never Told. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.